Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Sinead Park Lodge, thank you very much indeed. 51551, the listener says, it's the same everywhere. My daughter had to cancel her Erasmus placement in Utrecht in Holland. Couldn't get accommodation, student or otherwise, says that listener. Now, another Fine Gael departure today. Another well-known media personality selected for Fianna Fáil as well. I just wonder if it all means an early general election is ever more likely, with intense speculation surrounding a November 15th polling day. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with me. And Barry, senior coalition figures still insisting that the government's going to last full term to March, but it's becoming hard to believe, isn't it?
It is indeed, Cormac, and Clare may have Liam McCarthy at the moment, but the county only has two TDs this evening. This follows the decision of Fine Gael Clare TD Joe Carey to resign his seat on medical grounds. He had been on sick leave since March of last year, and it also follows the move to the European Parliament of the former independent Clare TD Michael McNamara in June. So two vacancies now in Clare, and all this combined with other moves to Europe and other constituencies, and indeed the potential selection of Michael McGrath as European Commissioner, it all means the government must by law hold six by-elections to fill those Dáil seats over the coming months, and with a general election having to be called by mid-March at the latest. In any case, this latest departure for many surely all but copper fastens the fact the country will be going to the polls after October's budget.
What does Joe Carey's departure mean for Fine Gael, Barry?
Well, the 49-year-old is the 16th Fine Gael TD elected in the 2020 general election to announce they aren't seeking re-election. It follows, of course, big names such as Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, party grandees, veterans Mayo's Michael Ring and Loud's Fergus O'Dowd, but also a cohort who many would have expected perhaps to stay on and fight another election. Kerry's Brendan Griffin, Wexford's Paul Kehoe, and the former housing minister Owen Murphy, who is to shortly publish a memoir of his time in office. Now, across the board, 27 of the 160 TDs elected in 2020 won't be on the ballot paper at the next general election, including the departures of former party leaders in the cases of the Social Democrats and the Green parties, and party stalwarts for Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, such as Imelda Munster and Eamon O'Queeve. But the Fine Gael level of departure is unusual for many and will make things very challenging for Taoiseach Simon Harris, despite him arresting a dip in the party's polling figures since becoming leader, as Dr. Teresa Reedy of UCC has been telling me.
This is another name on the list of Fine Gael retirements. It's another person also added to the list of by-elections. And that list is beginning to grow at this stage. So the main reason why we have by-elections coming up is because of the European Parliament elections. And so we have four TDs who were elected. We then also, of course, have Michael McGrath from Fianna Fáil, former Minister for Finance, who's going on to become a European Commissioner as expected later this year. Now, Joe Carey is an additional person. And the kind of law is quite clear on this, that by-elections have to be held within 6 months of the vacancies arising. So the government is really looking at having to have quite a number of by-elections later this year. So it's leading to a lot of speculation that perhaps a general election is more likely than having six by-elections.
And what date might it ultimately be?
The intense speculation has now landed upon the 15th of November. Part of the speculation was driven earlier in the summer when it was announced that the date of the budget would be drawn back by another week, and that kind of gives a little bit of space. And it is possible that we could have a general election by the 15th of November. And when you add in, you know, all of the by-elections and, you know, the fact that the government parties have a little bit of a pep in their step, you know, this is why there is so much speculation now about a kind of a late autumn election.
16 of the 35 Fine Gael TDs elected in 2020 aren't running again in the next election, and further announcements, we believe, cannot be ruled out. What's the impact for Fine Gael of this?
This is really a situation that will have to be managed very carefully for Fine Gael. When it comes to elections, there are two countervailing forces now for Fine Gael. The first is a kind of a positive lift, that is the Harris hop, if you want, that has come with the renewed vigour that the party perhaps potentially experienced in the local and European Parliament elections. But there is a countervailing push against that, and that is the number of retirements, particularly because, you know, the best predictor of somebody getting elected is that they have been elected before. So we talk about incumbency is a very important effect and a very important support in Irish elections. And if you have 15 current TDs who are not now going to contest the election, that's a lot of gaps in the slate of Fine Gael candidates. Now, there is an advantage in the sense that most of those people that are retiring are actually men, and there is a very significant pressure on all the parties, but especially Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, to have 40% of their candidates be women at the next election. But it's not a happy advantage. There's no doubt that this is going to push back, or it's going to constrain the capacity of Harris to kind of lift the party. This is a serious challenge. It certainly is a complicated picture.
How unusual is that large level of departures?
I mean, the large level of departures in one party is unusual. Perhaps the last time we saw this was in 2011 in Fianna Fáil. Many people might remember that there were quite a few Fianna Fáil ministers and backbench TDs that decided not to contest the election. It's a little bit more complicated for Fine Gael. You know, the party, it has been in power for a very long time. They're more war weary at this point, rather than being kind of overcome by an immediate and acute crisis of any particular kind.
Now that's the political guru in UCC, Dr. Teresa Reedy there. What's the lie of the land in Clare now, Barry, given Joe Carey's departure?
So Clare, a four-seat constituency. Joe Carey, a Fine Gael TD for Clare since 2007. He was the only outgoing deputy to hold their seat last time in 2020. The Banner County long has a track record of being politically volatile, with poll toppers often dumped at the following election. His father, Donal, a former minister and TD from 1987 until 2002, and most likely would have retained his seat that year, but for a difficult candidate selection process for Fine Gael at the time, which saw them run three candidates. But the Carey name, a winning name in Clare politics for almost four decades, and Joe's sister Leonora has already announced her intention to run in the next general election and seek the Fine Gael nomination. It's widely believed locally she will retain that Carey seat. Other names for Fine Gael in Clare to seek the nomination would include the Senator Martin Conway and the Ennis Councillor Mary Howard, who recently told the Clare Champion that she hadn't been contacted by the party about a potential run as of yet. Nominations close in Clare for Fine Gael this evening. They would expect to win two seats, perhaps thought locally they might win one. The selection convention on September 6th with 700 members locally. Elsewhere in Clare, Fianna Fáil perhaps may run three candidates. Their convention is on September 10th. The outgoing TD Cathal Crowe, the Senator, former TD Timmy Dooley, who is said locally to be throwing the kitchen sink at getting re-elected. He turned up in Kilmihill and Kildicert on the same day recently, I'm told, and also the West Clare councillor Rita McInerney. The other outgoing TD there is Violet Ann Wynn, independent, formerly of Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin to run Donna McGettigan, the councillor, the Green Party deputy leader Roisin Garvey, she'll run, but perhaps watch out for an independent. Clare often elects independent. Michael Harty, the doctor in 2016, James Breen in 2007, and names mentioned to me today include the former head of the ICMSA, Cratlow's Eddie Punch, West Clare councillors Ian Lynch and bookmaker Dinny Gould, and a name that's always mentioned politically in Clare is Anthony Daly, the former Clare manager, but who knows what might happen.
We'll know soon enough, won't we? Let's come away from the All-Ireland champions. Let's go up to Louth for a second, because another well-known face, Barry, on the election ticket for Fianna Fáil now. What do we know about this?
Of course, the former Eurovision presenter Cynthia Ní Mhodhacú, elected as an MEP for the party in Ireland South. The former Up for the Match presenter Gráinne Seoighe is seeking the party nomination, and likely thought to get, which that she will get it in Galway West, Gráinne Seoighe. But another one now is the former Sky and UTV Ireland newscaster and local journalist Alison Common. She's running for Fianna Fáil in Louth, based in Drogheda. She says she knows the stories of the people there. But I asked Teresa Reedy what might be the prospect of these well-known candidates.
Well, celebrity candidates from the world of sport and media are not all that unusual. George Lee previously, but also candidates from the world of sport. Alan Dillon, for example, is a Mayo footballer who's a current TD for Fine Gael. So the parties and all of the parties have previously gone outside of political ranks to find candidates. And they have generally tended to be successful. I think probably worth distinguishing on two levels. A large profile is very advantageous in a European Parliament election, where the type of canvassing and connection with voters is very different. You know, the scale of the constituencies mean that having a pre-existing profile can really help. It's a little bit different at a Dáil level. Voters have a greater expectation that they will know their TDs, but I think the people that have been announced so far, Alison Cumann and Gráinne Shoige, they're both very well known, but they also have quite deep roots in the areas where it's suggested that they will run for the Dáil. So I think they probably have a better advantage. But I would always caution, of course, that celebrity candidates don't always win. And it's rather unfortunate, but she was on the radio this morning, Orla Gearn was speaking, and she is an example of a quite high profile candidate, former RT journalist and now, of course, very well known with the BBC, who ran for the Labour Party, but was not successful. They generally do win, but not always.
Tell me this, Barry. What are you hearing about Alison Cumann's entrance to the race?
She faces an uphill task, no doubt, to be elected Louth, one of Fianna Fáil's most challenging constituencies in the country. It has no TD out of five there at present and has just one councillor in Ms Cumann's base of Drogheda, so it will be a tough task. She's joined on the ticket by Senator Éireann McGreehan, who's based in Cooley. The other TDs in Louth, Sinn Féin, currently have two seats. Rory O'Vorakuu, the outgoing TD, likely to be joined on the ticket by Councillor Joanna Byrne. Labour as a TD there in Jed Nash, although the party did experience losses in Louth in the local elections. There's the independent TD based in Dundalk, Peter Fitzpatrick, the former Louth football manager. While Fine Gael has a seat here, although its incumbent Fergus O'Dowd is retiring, and they'll have a selection convention on Thursday week, where the party is currently battling internally on whether to select two or three candidates out of Senator John McGahan, the former MEP Colin Markey, Dolores Minogue, based around RD, Paula Butterley, and Agero O'Hare Stratton.
Barry Lennon, thank you very much indeed. But officially, despite all of that, officially no general election until next year. That's the official line.